Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is February 12, 2009, day 17.
This is not your typical podcast. This is primarily about me and getting porn out of my life. To help me stop looking at porn on a regular basis. To help me stop looking at porn altogether. And if I can help you along the way, then so be it. This is my adventure through destroying the porn in my life.
Hello again. It's been a couple days, and I wanted to give you an update. This being day 17 of quitting porn, I must say I'm not really doing as well as I'd hoped. I guess for this past 17 days, I've maintained my habits pretty much the same. But I'm starting to get some encouragement. The past couple days, I've done pretty good without looking at porn. I have to say that the amount of people that actually listen to this podcast actually astonishes me. So I must thank you. One person in particular emailed me. He's 17 years old and pretty encouraging. So I appreciate the email. So before we start, I just want to let you know that if any of you are interested in are going through the same thing, I should say, and interested in maybe dealing or talking to someone that's dealt with the exact same thing, feel free to email me. You can email me on this profile, or you can email me at helpmequitporn@gmail.com. So if I hear from you, I check it. I'll be checking it daily, at least once a day now. And if I hear from you, I'll definitely be getting back to you at some point. So, again, thanks for that one person that actually emailed me. I appreciate it and hope this helps you out. So, in that, that was actually really encouraging. And so I thought, why not look up a verse on encouragement? For myself, it's hard to be encouraged by others because I'm not around others enough. I work an awkward shift. I help out at church, usually Wednesdays and Sundays, and that's it. Then I go home, and I have my wife and a couple kids, and that's it. And unfortunately, I've dealt with this problem with my wife. I've had some people... Strangely, I gave a confession on XXXChurch.com. I don't know if I necessarily think their methods are the best way, but they definitely have one way of doing it. I can't say what the best way is, but they have a confessions part. I gave a confession. If you're interested in reading it, I'm not going to give my name unless you email me, and then I'll talk to you, but... if you look at it, it says, I think it's called Lifelong Love Affair. And, I go into detail pretty much of how I felt. That's generally how I feel about porn. But depends on the day. So anyway, as far as encouragement, Romans 1:12 says, when we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. It definitely helps when you're around other people of your faith. Myself, Christian, I have a lot of friends that are pastors, strangely enough. According to them, they don't really deal with this, and I'm glad, being that they're pastors. I certainly hope that's true, and I would trust, I have enough trust in them that I would think they would tell me, actually. So, they know that I deal with this. In fact, I've only told one person about it, one of my friends about it, about this podcast. So, I guess the hardest thing for me is not having enough people to get together and talk about it with. I know some people do what they call cell groups or small groups, or a men's group, and they talk about it. That's probably one of the better ways to do it from what I understand and have read. But to get back on, I wanted to mention one thing. On the Triple X Church thing that I put down, I thought it was interesting. One of the guys said he hopes I hit rock bottom before it's too late, because, meaning, he hopes I hit rock bottom that will jolt me back into seeing how serious it is. I tend to think that's kind of not the wisest thing, but rock bottom means by looking at porn, by not just looking at porn, that I'm going to look elsewhere, like a strip club and then prostitutes or whatever. Luckily for me, as I mentioned before, I haven't had issues with that. In fact, strip clubs are a turnoff to me. I've never even been in one because they don't do that anything for me. And also, I fear that if I go there, I may do something I don't want to. Not just visually, I mean physically. And just, you know, by sheer inability to control myself. I don't really know. So I just stay away from it altogether. And hopefully by consuming some of my time doing this podcast, although it's only, you know, 8 to 15 minutes or so a day when I do it, it will help. Helps me think about it. So that's kind of my thoughts as far as what I've already done. Now moving forward for today, for myself, for you, I think probably the best thing to do is find someone we can talk about it. That's a big struggle for me, but I do have that one friend. Well, I can see he's a good friend, but the person that emailed me, certainly can talk to it about him and see how he's doing. That's an encouragement. So while you're helping me quit porn by listening to this podcast, hopefully I can do the same for you. So I'm kind of just rambling today, and thought I'd let you know what's on my mind. There's only a few more verses I thought I'd read to you. Like that first one was Romans 1:12, if you wanted to look it up. A lot of these mention Titus and Corinthians, that sort of thing. What I do is I do a search when I'm on keywords, usually, the way I'm feeling. Just straight up how I feel at the moment I'm about to podcast. So I looked up encouragement today. So there isn't, other than that one verse really stuck in my mind. Here's another example of it. I'm not going to read a bunch that are about this and just search through it right now, but 1 Samuel 23:16 says, this is real short. So 1 Samuel 23:16, Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. So hopefully you're not to the point where you're not faith strong in your faith because of your dealings with porn. I've questioned my faith a few times, more so when I was coming around 20 years of age, maybe a few years before, and God really showed himself to me. I guess for myself, with dealing with questioning my faith, really grounded me. So I wish there was some sort of equivalent with porn, but maybe I can do some research on that. But I really don't. I really don't have anything else for today. I'm just rambling. So let's say a quick prayer, and then we'll go from there. Lord, we thank you for this early morning day. We ask, Lord, that you would be with us, keep us encouraged in our mind, that we have to turn to you. We have to turn to other brothers or friends in Christ. Help us to look to you prior to looking at porn. Help us to see you before we go and seek out what we want ourselves. It's easier said than done, but we ask that you give us strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you next time.